And a Wisconsin girl's health is improving, we're learning this morning, after that bizarre Slender Man stabbing. The 12-year-old was stabbed 19 times by two other girls who say they did it as a sacrifice for the fictional character Slender Man. This is all made up. It's online fantasy. Joining us live is Larry Maggot, CBS News and CNET technology consultant. Larry, good morning. So good to have you with us here, because a lot of parents are saying, oh my goodness, this is something else I need to watch out for online with my kids. How can we do that?
Well, first of all, it's always a good idea to talk with your kids about what they're doing online and touch base with them and be aware of their hobbies and their interests. But I think we have to put this case into context. I don't know if it's millions or thousands or hundreds of thousands, but many, many young people are involved in fan fiction sites like this. There are many people who follow this particular meme or story of Slender Man. Go back to Grimm's fairy tale. Look at Stephen King novels. I mean, literature and history of bizarre and macabre situations go way, way back, and many, many people are engaged in them. And we don't hear, thank God, about too many tragedies. So I've talked to a number of people about this, including psychiatrists and pediatricians, and just about every expert I talk to say this is a mental health issue. It's not an internet safety issue. It's an issue of two girls who obviously had some issues, and maybe this touched it off, but there are so many kids looking at these sites who otherwise are perfectly normal.
It may be a mental health issue, but I think that there's also a parental issue going on here. The parents didn't know what these girls were doing. So as parents, how do we monitor our kids' online activities? What is there some type of app out there that we can use?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, there are apps out there. There are apps that monitor where the kids are going, both on the internet and on mobile devices. And some parents use them. A lot of parents choose not to use them and instead have conversations with their kids. You need to get to know your children. And I don't even know if the parents had been monitoring it that they would have necessarily been alarmed by it. Because, again, it's a fiction site that many people go to. Go to creepypasta.com yourself and look at it. I mean, it's a little bit odd, and it's not something that a place that I would want to hang out, but these are people who enjoy a particular genre of fiction and also enjoy writing and contributing to the fiction. So in a way, it's a positive thing. These are people contributing to literature. And so we need to not condemn the medium while we condemn the horrible act. And in fact, the people who are active in this site are as shocked as anyone else, and they're raising money, and they're trying to reach out to the victims. So again, a horrible situation. Yes, parents could be and should be aware, but I think we have to put this into a much bigger context and understand there are other issues going on. And I'm sure the parents may have missed the mental health issues, which are a lot bigger issues than what websites kids are going to.
I do get your point entirely about that, Larry. The point, I guess, here is that we have to remember that these things are not substitutes for the time we spend with our kids and the conversations that we should be having with them that give us a chance to, you know, sort of test the waters and see what's going on in their heads.
Yeah. And if I may say, I co-run a site called connectsafely.org, which I do aside from my CBS work. And we have a lot of materials about this, of what parents can do to be better in touch with what their kids are doing online. And I've been working in this area for a long time. And believe me, there's many things you can do. Talking to your kids is the most important. There's technologies that can help. Be in touch with your kids. Have dinner together. Have frequent conversations. And appreciate the beauty in your children. And let's just hope that these tragedies never happen again.
Larry,
connectsafely.org.
Connectsafely.org. Good.
Okay.
Larry, that's great information. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Larry Maggot, a CBS News and CNET technology consultant.